From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Luhut Panjaitan said, Indonesia to stop importing fossil fuels by 2045. Minister Bahlil Lahadalia said, Indonesia to ban bauxite ore exports in 2023. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia will stop importing fossil fuels by 2045 as it will have developed the potential of palm oil as an alternative fuel by then. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Panjaitan as quoted by Antara on Wednesday. Currently, the government is researching the potential of palm oil because Indonesia will be able to produce around 100 million tons of palm oil by 2045. He further said that at least 30% of the palm oil production will be used for the food industry, while the remaining 70% will be used to manufacture ethanol. Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Bahlil Lahadalia on Wednesday announced the Indonesian government's plan to ban bauxite ore exports in 2023. As quoted by Antara, he made the announcement before a number of investors at Indonesian Pavilion at 2023 World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. He further explained that even though Indonesia lost at the World Trade Organization regarding bauxite ore export, the government fought again, and it was informed that this year the Indonesian government decides to ban the export of bauxite ore. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology has urged vocational students to take part in the fourth batch of the Certified Internship and Independent Study program, which starts in February. This program has proven successful in accelerating the employment rate of graduates. This was conveyed by the Director General of Vocational Education at the Ministry, Kiki Yulianti, at the program's online information dissemination on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. She also said that on average, the vocational students who take part in the MSIB program only have to wait around 1 to 4 months to find a job. Indonesia still has a large capital and opportunities to sustain a growing trade balance amid global turmoil, through increased industrial downstreaming. This was conveyed by the chief expert of the Presidential Staff Office, Agung Kristianto, as reported by Antara. He also said that the downstreaming policy, which has become one of President Joko Widodo's priority agendas, could improve the domestic industrial ecosystem and maintain the development of the national trade balance in the long term. He further pointed out that during 2022, the downstream nickel commodities succeeded in boosting the export value of nickel and its derivatives by 365% year-on-year. Jacinda Ardern has announced she will quit as the New Zealand Prime Minister next month, saying she no longer has enough in the tank to lead. As quoted by BBC.com, Ms. Ardern choked up as she detailed how 6 challenging years in the job had taken a toll. She will step down as a Labour Party leader no later than February 7th. As quoted by BBC.com, there will be a vote in the coming days to determine her replacement. New Zealand will hold a general election on October the 14th. Ms. Ardern, 42 years old, said she had taken time to consider her future over the summer break. South Korea will scrap a requirement that foreign investors must register with domestic authorities in order to trade Korean stocks, in a move designed to encourage investment from overseas, its financial regulator said on Thursday. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Kim Jo-hyun, chairman of the Financial Services Commission, conveyed instead, foreigners will be allowed to freely invest in the capital markets with internationally used identifications of passport or legal entity identifier. Singapore doesn't authorize the transfer of arms or items with potential military application to Myanmar, said the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, there is serious risk that such items may be used to inflict violence against unarmed civilians. The ministry was responding to a report published by the Special Advisory Council for Myanmar on Monday, which claimed that Singapore functions as a strategic transit point for potentially significant volumes of items, including raw materials that feed the Myanmar's military weapon production. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Embassy in Oslo is cooperating with two travel operators, Come to Indonesia and Asian Paradise Resort, to directly promote tour packages and tourism programs to Indonesia to potential tourists in Norway. Indonesian Ambassador to Norway, Todung Mulya Lubis, stated that he is very pleased to see the enthusiasm of Norwegian tourists, who are excited again after the pandemic to travel to Indonesia, especially to Bali, Lombok, and Yogyakarta. The Indonesian Embassy will keep promoting Indonesia so that it becomes a favorite destination for Norwegian tourists. According to a statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Oslo on Tuesday, The promotion of tour packages and travel programs to Indonesia was carried out during the Explore the World Travel Expo event, which took place at the Telenor Arena in Oslo, Norway, from January 14 to 15, 2023. The event is the largest travel expo in Norway, which is attended by more than 7,000 people each year. Based on the records of the Indonesian Embassy in Oslo, the number of Norwegian tourists visiting Indonesia reached nearly 23,000 people in 2019, and this number starts increasing again after the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian Embassy in Oslo is targeting at least 5,000 Norwegian tourists to visit Indonesia in 2023. Although the number is small, Norwegian tourists are one of the most spending money on travel. The types of tourism that are most popular with Norwegian tourists are cultural tourism, ecotourism, and health tourism. The Explore the World 2023 Travel Fair is the first to be held in Norway since the pandemic. The Indonesian Embassy in Oslo has regularly participated in the exhibition in a bid to promote Indonesian tourism in Norway since 1996. This year, the Indonesian booth won the Best Booth Award because of its design, cultural participations, and the high number of visitors who came to the booth. In addition to offering a tourism program, the Indonesian outlet at the exhibition presented Dan Gildenbone, one of the Norwegian coffee entrepreneurs, to provide Indonesian specialty coffee. The aroma of Mandailing and Kintamani coffee that filled the room was one of the attractions of the Indonesian booth. In this promotional activities, the Indonesian booth also presented the Rantak dance from Sumatra and the Cendrawasi dance from Bali, which were warmly welcomed by the exhibition visitors to promote Indonesian cultural arts to Norway.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on January 19, 1946, about establishment of the International Military Tribunal for the Far East. After the Second World War in 1945, the Potsdam Declaration was stipulated all war criminals and people who had committed atrocities against Allied prisoners of war were punished. Related to this, the International Military Tribunal for the Far East, more commonly called the Tokyo Tribunal, was established on January 19, 1946, to try Japanese officials who were considered to have committed war crimes during World War II in Asia-Pacific. This trial of the military court lasted more than 2 years, trying 28 high-ranking Japanese officials. 7 of them were sentenced to death, including former Japanese Prime Minister Hideki Tojo. We move to the next event in 1960, signing of the US-Japan Joint Security Pact. The Joint Security Pact of the United States and Japan was first signed in Washington on 19th January 1960. The agreement stipulated that the United States military was allowed to establish military bases on the Japanese mainland. Both countries would defend each other if one was attacked, and this pact came into force on June 23, 1960. We end today in history with the event in 1966 when Indira Gandhi was sworn in as Prime Minister of India. Indira Gandhi began her political career as personal assistant to her father, Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. After Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri passed away on 11th January 1966, The National Congress Party appointed Indira Gandhi to replace Lal Bahadur Shastri as Prime Minister and was sworn in on 19th January 1966. Indira Gandhi is the first and so far only female minister in Indian history. Well, listener, that's today in history.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Visiting Subak Museum in Tabanan on Saturday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno appreciated the existence of the museum in Tabanan, Bali. This museum is an educational tourism attraction, especially about Subak itself. Subak is the irrigation system for rice fields used in Bali. Previously, it received UNESCO's recognition as a World Cultural Heritage. The museum is one of the interesting destinations in Bali. It is located in Banjar Anyar Village, Tabanan Regency, Bali. The distance from Denpasar City is approximately 21 kilometers or about 47 minutes by motor vehicles. If you want to go there, you have to pay an entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah for kids and 10,000 rupiah for adults. The establishment of the Subak Museum was initiated by Gusti Ketut Kaler on 17 August 1975, who had the idea to preserve the traditional Subak institution as the nation's cultural heritage. This idea was realized in the form of Subak Museum Cultural Heritage, which was later named Subak Museum. Subak Museum was inaugurated Governor of Bali, Professor Dr. Bagus Mantra, on October 13, 1981. When you are visiting the Subak Museum, you can learn the concept of Balinese life. For the Balinese, Subak farming technique have a deep meaning, even related to their concept of life philosophy. They are familiar with the Trihita Karana concept of life, which is adopted from the portrait of a Hindu philosophy of life. Here, humans are thought to always integrate with three aspects, namely, fellow human beings, nature, and God. All of these aspects are interconnected with each other, and they have a major influence on human beings. Subak Museum consists of a sacred complex with Padmasana or prayer room and others. Spatials and layout of these buildings have been adapted to the surrounding buildings. There is a main building consisting of two buildings, namely the administration building and the permanent exhibition. In the exhibitions, there are objects that have cultural and artistic values, information, and illustrations. They are presented in panels and scale models, such as the process of preparing the land and the edible rice. Subak Museum has a lot of collection. Some of them are agricultural tools. Besides, there is an audiovisual building where you can watch documentaries about Subak. Subak Museum has mini Subak as a visualization of the Subak irrigation system. It is used as a demonstration of Subak activities, starting from irrigation to the process of agricultural activities in the rice fields.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today, highlights. Grebek Sudiro 2023. Listeners, in welcoming Chinese Year 2023, the government of Solo City, Central Java, is holding a Grebek Sudiro event in the Sudiro Prajan village. Sudiro Prajan was formerly known as the largest Chinatown village in Solo City. The acculturation of Chinese and Javanese culture has occurred in the Sudiro Prajan village for a long time naturally. Then, the people of the Sudiro Prajan village held an event which symbolized the acculturation of that culture. Since 2007, the event has been called Grebek Sudiro. The implementation of this event is deliberately chosen every Chinese New Year to further reinforce the message of harmony. This year, Grebek Sudiro's theme is Igniting Harmony in Diversity. With this theme, the people in Solo City are encouraged to look after each other and synergize and caring for the cultural diversity of Indonesian society. This year, Grebek Sudiro is held from 10 to 30 January. A series of events are held. Various both of micro, small and medium enterprises also endeavor the event along Jalan Jenderal Urip Sumoharjo from the City Hall area to Gede Market. Many lanterns and various animal statues have been installed that signify the Zodiac. To support the entire series of events, the Solo City government has established a car-free night from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. local time. Various events are held to endeavor Grebek Sudiro 2023. On January 12, Umbul Mantram was held. In the Umbul Mantram, the people of Sudi Prajan Jebra Sukarakarta carried out cultural activities, including the Gunungan Carnival and the National Salvation Prayer around Bok Teko, an inscription which was built during the reign of Pakubuwono X. On January 15, the peak event, the Grebek Sudiro Cultural Carnival, was held and it was attended by 2,000 participants who are members of 56 art groups. They work in unique and interesting costumes. In addition, the attraction of this carnival can be seen in two gunungans, which resemble the Manahan Stadium and the Juang 45 building. The contents of the gunungan are basket cakes, which will be distributed to the public. From 10 to 30 January 2023, tourists can also enjoy one of the interesting tourism spots to visit, namely the Kali Pepe Ornamental Boat Tour. Then, there are many bazaars along Pasar Gede, from street food to children's toy bazaar. On Chinese New Year's Eve, there will be fireworks with a duration of approximately 20 minutes. That's Miss Seleni.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. You don't need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Lalu biar jadi masalah, lu yang negatif biar jadi yang enak, lu
ayo coba.
Freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. To worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap tinggal, aku tetap maju ke depan.
I don't give a damn. We gonna be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we're going to play a song by a top boy band in Indonesia during the 90s, ME. ME is actually an abbreviation of a Sundanese phrase, Embung Eleh, or Don't Wanna Lose. The boy band formed in 1997 had five members, namely Denny Saba, Didan Fitra Sakti, Irfan Mirza,
Ferry Iskandar, and Widi Cipto Utomo. One of ME's top hits is Inikah Cinta or Is This Love? The song released in 1998 is about a man falling in love. He feels all the longing, happiness, and always want to be with the loved one. Here is ME with Inikah Cinta.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sama nya tiada lalu jalani kisah yang baru. Nam terasa hampa sinaran di wajahmu.
Cahaya di matamu.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.